So the learning today should be a schus li'ilu nishmas adir chaver chaim elazar ben shemshenari, as well as a schus li'ilu nishmas of Yaakov Yosef ben Rechaim Menachem ben Sion. Should also be a schus for a refuah shleima for Chaim Moshe Shua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Rachel Kana Leibas Shein Dol Rachel and Abadati ben Peril, as well as a schus for all those in a makom sakana in Eretz Yisrael, including Elisha Aryeh.
Elisha Tzvi ben Ilana Michal.
Elisha Tzvi ben Ilana Michal. Okay, I'm writing it in my sefer. Ilana Michal. Okay, and Daniel Shlomo ben Rus Tekla, who are both serving in Eretz Yisrael, as well as all the people of Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we are continuing in the topic of Bachar, and I think what I decided after yesterday is that since there's Beit Hazmanim next week, so if I have an opportunity between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, I think maybe one night I'll give a share to the Bachram only and go through this topic because I think it could be very, very valuable for them to learn this. Okay, but we are going to learn and have a lot of regret, which is very good before Yom Kippur to feel this way. But it's also good to just to know, especially when we are mechanic our children. So we are continuing on page 305, top of page 305. So we talked yesterday about how the youth years of a person's life, and we're talking now about the older teenage years into adulthood, are the premium years of a person's life. A person has energy, a person's able to withstand more with less material items. You can, for example, fast easier. You can sleep, manage with less sleep. You can function with less food. So all of these ideas. And so if you're able to clear your head from the tiredness of this world, so it's the ultimate time, the optimum time for a person to learn. So he says like this, and in addition to learning Torah, v'chein le'inyan, page 305, v'chein le'inyan avodas Hashem yisbarach, when it comes to serving Hashem, habacharus hu hazman hanois, the youth, again, older teenage years, is the most opportune time to fulfill the midos that it says in Masechtas Avos, ratz katzvi, rush like a deer, kal kanesher, light as a eagle, gibor ka'ari, strong like a lion, lasos ritzon avidu shebashamayim, that you now are able to push yourself because you're not such an adult that you're already stuck in your ways. And you see this when you are holding in shidduchim, the younger adults are more easily changed, influence can change the way they are, the personality, than when you have an older single. An older single becomes harder to marry off because they become more set in their ways. So it's a lot more easy for you to work on your midos when you are younger. You should be swift while you're young, and it will be pleasant when you're old. Meaning this idea that if you can fix a midah, don't wait till you're old to fix it. Fix it when you're young. While one is young, you can essentially accomplish whatever you want because you have that inner resolve. It's like a stone. When it comes to tshuva, when you're young, that's a better time for a person to undergo tshuva. Because some of the ways that you accomplish tshuva, including fasting and undergoing certain yisurim, are easier to endure when a person is younger. We all know this. The older we get and we try to push ourselves to do the same things, either our back hurts or our legs hurt, or even chas v'shalom, you have people that aren't well. They get very sick, for example, when they fast in Yom Kippur, which didn't necessarily happen when they were younger. Ulekade mashmurais, and he says when a person is young, they can even get up in the middle of the night, lishbach sicha to David, lidroish slicha, to ask for forgiveness, v'chahina darkei tshuva, other similar ways of doing tshuva. Adam, and it should be known that anything that a person does while he's younger, in terms of tshuva and in terms of precious separating yourself from desire, so then it's more precious and desirable than when you do that when you're older. Because that is when you're at the height of your taiva, because you're not married yet, so you have no outlet. And that is when you're still learning to deal with this Yetzihara that's pushing you. You know, you don't have it growing up, and then suddenly you hit puberty and suddenly you have all these desires and this very strong Yetzihara. And now you're a young adult, so you can actually do things about it and hide it. And yet, if you're able to overcome it at that point, So that's an even greater schar. Then you are a strong person who overcomes his yetzer hara. Chazal say, praiseworthy is the person who fears Hashem. So we darshan, praiseworthy is the person who does tshuva while he's still an ish, meaning when he's a young adult. As he accustoms himself to do good, he's going to become even more accustomed, and he'll continue. So the more you accustom yourself when you're younger, the more this behavior will stay with you as you get older. Let's do one more paragraph, and then if we have time tomorrow, we'll try to finish it. He says, along these lines, someone who doesn't listen to this and he walks along the path of evil day by day, is going to ultimately add rebellion to pesh, to chatos. Meaning the chatos is the inadvertent avera. That's b'shogeg. Right? So in achet, we say, I'll call chatosai, I'll call pesha. Pesha is rebelliousness. Chet is b'shogeg. So he says, you're going to add on intentional on top of b'shogeg. Kedaka shel yetzahara, he says, that is the normal plan of the yetzahara. Shayayim oimer lo. Today he convinces you to do some one thing, and then tomorrow he convinces you to do something else. And that's why it's so important to make a siyag l'tayra. Why do you have to make a siyag l'tayra? Because today the Yetzer Hara gets you to do something which is not so bad. Tomorrow he gets you to do an even worse avera that you wouldn't have gone to that directly to that second avera. But once he has you, now it's not such a hard jump to get to the next level. So if you make siyagim, you don't even come into the first. The first avera is something very slight, just to give an example, okay? Let's say someone's looking at things he shouldn't. So the first thing is the Yetzer Hara will allow him at a time when he's, let's say, walking on the street to notice things. He's going to notice things. Now you're going to say, listen, I'm walking on the street. You know, it's not my fault. I noticed it. So that's not something that you're going to stop yourself. But if you're not going to man the fence at that point, so now the Yetzer Hara is going to get you ready to look at things that are even more inappropriate. You wouldn't go have gone directly to those things. But once he got you to cross the first line, it's much easier to get you past the finish line. He says, that's the nature of a person. When you become accustomed to something when you're young, as you get older and you have even more understanding, it's much harder to pull away from it. And so if you are able to overcome your yetzer at that point, then that is a foundation that will stay with you. And conversely, when somebody chooses to go off the derech when he's younger, then even if he sees the light later on as he gets older, the yoke of doing proper tshuva is going to be very hard. It's not impossible, but it's that much harder. He says, this is how I understand what the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, it's Daf Kuf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, Hayaldus v'ashachris hevel, that both Shlomo HaMelech says in Kehelet, young and old, meaning young age and old age, are both hevel. Now, what does that mean? You're both young and old. They're both the same. Then what's the point? So he's saying, no, Dvarim Sha'adam Aysa Mashchirim. Things that you did when you're young will darken your face, meaning will embarrass you and cause you anguish when you're older. But Rashi says that this is talking about Tashmish. For example, a person who engages in Tashmish, the Gemara says, your body starts to weaken. Your hair falls out, your body becomes very weak. Now, when a person first gets married and let's say, he overindulges, so such a person, you know, let's say he gets married when he's 24. Okay, when he's 30, he's like, yeah, big deal, nothing's happening. But he doesn't see that down the road when he's 55, 60, that he's really going to pay for what he did earlier. And that's what he's saying. He's saying here, though, the effects that a person does when he's younger, failing to take advantage of opportunities which are easier then and within grasp, basically will haunt you later on in life and will come back to pay. Avogam. But with this that we said we can understand from the words, Shem, if you're not careful to do certain things properly when you're young, then you're going to have to blacken, you're going to have to undergo, it's a lot harder to change when you're older. And so it's going to cause a lot, that much more effort and that much more anguish to try to change your ways. Okay, so as I said, we'll stop here and hopefully tomorrow, I'll try to carve out a few minutes to be able to learn and finish this topic. Have a wonderful day, everyone.